invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and it's taking three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, for this moment, right now, to be in communion with you. We understand that true love is unconditional and will take lots of practice. But that is why we are here, to love as you have commanded. Today, our thoughts go to our veterans. We are grateful for their sacrifices. And we spend some time today and tomorrow sending out blessings to each and every one of them. Join me now as I make my journey to that secret place of the Most High, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith, a place in consciousness where you can enter into at any time. And so we make our way to the door. But before we can enter, we must remember to let go. Let go of mental and emotional and physical baggage that is no longer serving us. Take a moment to release. And then we step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel the light and life of Christ flow over, around, and through us. We open up our heart centers to accept all the good that God is into our lives and affairs. Whatever blessing we are seeking today, we are receiving right now. Know that as we all are children of God, we are deserving of all of God's gifts. Sit in the silence just a few moments more and take this opportunity to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your love and protection. And for all our blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.